And how's everybody doing? Okay, really, like, like I just blew in. I'm all fresh. I'm like, okay, great, you guys. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, you guys have. Let me just generally ask. I mean, I'm sure it's been helpful. Kind of what aspects have been most beneficial to you guys? What would you say?
It's going to be good if you want us to start putting pencil to paper.
Okay, that's good.
Probably your first session.
Yeah, just the vision, mission, values, trying to think through the practical implications of some of these things. That's good. Okay, that's good. Maybe not for all, right?
Yeah, no, this was really good. What JR did this morning,
yes,
just finished up. Really, yeah. Started putting some
sludge to the bone.
Yes, yeah.
Really helped me.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's real easy to say it, the theoretical, the imaginary, the lofty kind of stuff, and so it is
he
great.
He is a dream awakener. So.
Did he awaken your dreams? Then he was effective, right? That's why JR is in this particular year, why JR is in at the end of the week. Okay, good. Well, that's encouraging. I do want to encourage you. I'm thrilled to think that the amount of effort and time that goes into this and all of the content that you are being forced to ingest, that there's actually some tangible, practical things out of this that you can take with you. And I am a pragmatist, and so as I sat through this in our first year when we did this, sat in the back, and I had a couple training sessions and that kind of thing, and we got to the end of the week, and everyone was like, okay, that was really cool, that was good, I learned a lot, I know a lot of new terms, I can say cool things now that people know that I don't know what I'm talking about, and all that kind of fun stuff, and... But in the end, as we were talking to people, it was kind of like, so what are you going to do? Oh, I don't have no, I got to go home and decompress for about 3 weeks and figure that out. And that was a real concern to me, because here we are spending all week, and we literally, you guys are taking a drink from a fire hydrant in a very literal sense, and thinking like, most of the stuff is not going to stick. So the following year, the second year that we did this, I and a couple others were like, we have to build in time where you can not only just decompress, but you can also turn some of this theory and this knowledge into something practical that's going to help you on Monday when you get back to your normal life and you get back to your context and you get back to the what are we going to do about our church plan, this idea, vision, dream we have. So just to rearticulate, as I spoke the other day on Tuesday, this session where I'm actually going to release you, I feel like I got the easiest job all week. I just could come in, talk for a couple of minutes, and let you guys go. And
yeah,
thank you. That's what I'm loving. See, that's great. And that's what it's all about, really. Actually. So I actually think like this is the easiest deal. But the truth is, we really want you to be able to utilize this time to decompress and think more practically and tangibly. So what I have is, so part of the exercise, part of the job for you today is, just each team take one of these. So if you're on a team, just make sure one person, and I only printed out a handful, we don't have enough of, it's very simple. But basically what I'm passing around to you is a strategic planning sheet. And this is basic 101 elementary stuff school. The reason I have it this way, and what we want you to do is, in light of all of the things that you've heard this week, in light of JR's sessions today, which put some flesh onto bones, onto theory, what we're looking for you to do is to spend some time thinking through what are you actually going to do differently, or what are you going to do as an action step as you move forward from here at the end of tomorrow. That's all right. Here, so let me, there's nothing magical about this piece of paper, but other than the fact it has what it is I'm asking you to do. So give me a second to show you what's on that, and hope everybody got JR stuff here. Yeah, so basically, there's just four columns, that basically kind of like, what's your next strategic objective? And then secondly, kind of like, what are the steps needed to accomplish that? And you don't have to write it on this piece of paper, but we'll just use it for the exercise. And then time, basically when, by when, And then who's responsible? And that's probably the easiest one. And then I just have five next big steps. So what we're looking for you to do is this afternoon and some of the remaining time that you have is to start to take all of this mass amount of information and whittle it down into five steps of the things that you are going to do or your team's going to do related to helping your church plant or your church move forward. And Despo, yeah. So now, can I just give you a bit of advice from our own experience in our church plant? And I don't know if somebody said this already, so I'm assuming they didn't. But I shared it with you guys the other day. When it comes to strategic planning and thinking ahead, my recommendation is that you do not plan anything beyond a six-month window. And here's why. Here's what we found. In our church plant, we went 2 years, and we only budgeted and did strategic planning for 6 months at a time. The reason for that was twofold. One is we had hopes and dreams and visions of what we thought year two and three and five were going to be in our church plant. But the reality is, functionally, there's no way we can anticipate stuff that was going to happen that we couldn't see. So what we tried to do is bring the scope in of what we were focusing on to help our next 6 months be as productive and as effective as possible. And and then from that, we would recalibrate and take a look at the next 6 months. So some of it was just reality. The rate of change in a church plant in its first couple years is just tremendous. And so for you to spend days working on a two-year strategic plan, we're going to be here, and we're going to take all these steps to get there, when in the first 6 months, half your team leaves, you run out of funding, you got booted from the movie place that you're meeting in, you get attacked spiritually or physically in some case. It's just doesn't make sense to try to do this. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a target that you're aiming for. So please don't hear that I'm not saying don't think ahead. But don't strategically plan to try to run a two-year or even, in my opinion, a one-year run to do that. Think 6 months, what's reasonable, what's feasible, what is appropriate for a six-month run. And you and your team, near the end of that six-month run, will reevaluate how do we do and then cast forward for the next 6 months. So, again, the one is it just logically doesn't make sense. The second thing is the rate of change. That's what I mentioned. Just the rate of change in a church plant within those first 2 years. I mean, we're 3 years into our church plan at the moment, and it's only this year that we're on a full-year strategic plan and budget, and already we're just like, okay, we're halfway into it, and we've had some just major platelet shifts, not just like a couple of people coming in, but just like, wow, we just didn't see that, or we couldn't have anticipated that before, and so even mid-course, we're making some mid-course adjustments, so anyway, so as you're thinking through these next strategic objectives, my exhortation to you is to think in six-month blocks. So for the next 6 months, as a result of your time here and the other things you've been doing beforehand and what you're going to do, what are the steps, what are the objectives that you need to achieve, what are the actual specific steps that you need to accomplish that strategic objective, by when do you hope to get that done, and who owns it? And if you'll take some time this afternoon to kind of live in those things, our hope is that when you leave tomorrow afternoon, that you have a clear sense of not only all this new knowledge, but really something like, okay, we can hit the pavement Monday morning or Sunday morning or whatever it is for you and actually have something to do. Does that make sense? Any questions just related to some strategic planning ideas? Any thoughts? So the other aspect is like J.R. Woodward's here, I'm here, Dave Fitch is here. I haven't seen J.R. Briggs, but I think he's floating around somewhere as well. We're available. One of the things that we do as a network is provide coaching. And so I've been training, right, a couple guys for coaching while you guys were meeting in here. But as a resource to help you in all that planning, we want to provide coaching. So I'm available. I'm here for the next couple hours. Just to be available. So if you have thoughts or ideas, you want to meet with me or maybe meet with Jay or somebody else just to brainstorm or process, we're here for that. We're here to help you think through some of these things and and what might be some good objectives or reasonable objectives. All right, so that's good. And then tomorrow morning, what we'll do is you have one session on legal and administration stuff, and that's going to be an incredibly important session also. And then that last session, I'm going to ask each of you to just briefly walk us through what your next steps are and what you need to accomplish and that kind of stuff. And we'll actually speak into that with you. We'll have Chris here, I'll be here, Jared will be here, a couple other guys. We'll actually kind of give you some unsolicited counsel about whether or not that might be a good step or some other things to consider when you do it. So, is that cool? Is that good? So, unless there's any other questions, feel free to go. Yep.
Just one good, you know, hey, we're blowing out here, and as the token Calvinist that you let hang out with you.